Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 52nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jacob, we're going to see a little bit about, we've already seen something about his descendants and his sons in the previous chapter. And it's interesting to note that there were two brothers, but yet how different their families became. There's something I read many, many years ago, and I pulled it up again this week, about two fathers, two families, and two fates. How important it is for a dad to lead his home in a biblical and a Christian home. The difference between two men who lived in the same time period. One of them was named Jonathan Edwards. Perhaps you've heard of this comparison, but I want to share it with you this morning about two fathers, two families, and two faiths. The importance of bringing your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. With Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest minds that God has ever given to America, lived it in the state of New York. He's a believer, and he was one of the most respected preachers in his day. Most of you have heard of Jonathan Edwards, a great man of God. Well, Jonathan Edwards married also a Christian girl, and her name was Sarah. And together they had 11 kids. That's a pile of them, 11 kids. Well, from the marriage of Jonathan Edwards and Sarah, a fellow by the name of A.E. Winship decided to trace his descendants, Jonathan Edwards' descendants, 150 years later. And he studied 729 descendants of this great man, a man who loved God, a preacher of the gospel, and he pointed his family in the right direction. Well, of the 729 descendants, 300 of them became preachers. 65 of them became college professors. 13 of them became university presidents. By the way, I didn't mention Jonathan Edwards himself was well educated. He went to Yale University at the age of 13. And remember back then, all of these universities were all Christian universities. Boy, they've come a long way from, they don't even allow the Bible. I was reading here just this week that there's some universities not even allowing a conservative club on their campus because their cause problem. You know how that, anyway, I'm not going to go there this morning. But he actually, Jonathan Edwards also became, not only did he attend Yale at the age of 13, he became president of Princeton. You ever heard of Princeton? All of these colleges were all Christian-based. But anyway, out of that 65 college professors, 13 university presidents, 60 doctors, medical doctors, 13 U.S. congressmen, one vice president of the United States, three governors, three mayors, 30 judges, 285 college graduates, 100 lawyers. I don't know if we put that in a good category or bad category. That's neither. Just kidding. Just kidding. All right. But you notice that his descendants, most all of them, were good, outstanding people, either preachers or they contributed to society. Matter of fact, that during those 150 years, that whole family did not cost the state or United States a single dollar. They were contributors to America with these presidents and vice presidents and professors and congressmen. Well, there's a fellow by the name of Max Jukes who lived during the same time period, and he also lived in New York. Well, he was called a prison. He was in and out of prison all his life, and he married a lady who they would say was not of good character. And a fellow by the name of Richard Dugdale studied his lineage about the 150 years, same time this other guy studied Richard or Jonathan Edwards. This individual studied Max Jukes' descendants and studied 1,026 descendants. 300 of these died prematurely. For whatever reason, they had early deaths. 190 were public prostitutes. There were 440 alcoholics, drunkards out of his family. 7 murderers, 60 thieves, 150 other convicts of different crimes, and 310 paupers. The family cost the state of New York and the surrounding areas $1,200,000. They made no helpful contribution to society. It's interesting, 2 men, see the descendants in 150 years, the difference. Let me tell you, it makes a difference, Dad, what you do with your family. It makes a difference. The life you live right now determines the legacy that you leave. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. Well, I said all that to say this, the difference between the two fathers, between Jonathan Edwards and between Max Duke is obviously, well, we see the difference between Esau, and we just, in chapter 36, all his descendants, they all became ungodly and just whatever. He became enemies of God. And then we see the lineage of Jacob, who even though Jacob was not perfect, there were some issues in his life, yet he loved God. And God blessed him, and we see the descendants of Jacob. And we look in verse number 1, chapter number 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land where wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. Before we go any farther, again, even though Jacob had trusted God for years, and God's promise that he would inherit some land. The land, remember, it's the same promise that God had told Abraham and Isaac. Well, it's interesting, he was still a stranger. He would continue, just like Abraham and Isaac, he would continue to live as a foreigner in the land of Canaan. They did not, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't own that whole land of Canaan. They only had very small portions of land that they actually had to purchase. But God had blessed them tremendously in their life, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with great wealth and possessions. And they believed that the complete promise that God had promised them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, would be fulfilled in God's timing. Hold your place there. Just let me read this to you. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 9. By faith he, speaking of Abraham, sojourned in a land of promise, speaking of Canaan, in a country dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. With Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. God promised them that land that they inhabit. And one day they're going to have that land in God's own time. That's yet future. And then we read verse number 13. In Hebrews chapter number 11, we read these words. These all died in faith, not having received those promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded in them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. So here we are in chapter number 37. Jacob's dwelling in a land just like his father Isaac and his father Abraham before him. They were still strangers. They kept dwelling and moving around. They'd not yet, if I could use that word, settled. And the Bible said they were strangers. In Hebrews chapter number 11, said they didn't obtain that promise, but they knew that God would fulfill it one day, and He will. Well, we get into verse number 2. And as we begin verse number 2, I want you to understand, we're going to begin with a fellow by the name of Joseph, who's one of the most remarkable characters, and not just in the book of Genesis, but in all the Bible. Most of you know about Joseph the things that he went through in all his life. So this is basically the introduction, even though we knew he was born to Rachel. It begins the life of Joseph for the next, throughout Genesis, the rest of Genesis, and through there, the life of Joseph. We see he's 17 years old, verse number 2.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.